Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1746. How to Address Your Loss of Motivation with Your Trainer by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "How we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives." Annie Dillard. And I thank you for spending part of your day with me. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Address Your Loss of Motivation with Your Trainer by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. Let's be real. Motivation is not always there. This is a fact that trainers and clients know too well. As the client, you may feel awkward or badly when you lose motivation and just don't feel like it today. We're here to tell you that that's okay. We also want to give you guidance on how to address your loss of motivation with your trainer. This is bound to happen when you commit to long-term training, so it's better to equip yourself with the resources before it happens. Here are the steps to address your loss of motivation with your trainer. Step 1. Be completely honest with your trainer. Honesty really is the best policy when it comes to sharing any bit of information with your trainer. If you've hit a rut, then tell your trainer. This first step is crucial because it will give your trainer the time to plan accordingly. Believe it or not, there are ways to train when you're not motivated. It could be a modification of pace. If you've been with your trainer for long enough, they may even know your favorite exercises and will program just those. Motivation is a mindset, and all of our trainers are educated in the science of motivation. So, next time you're feeling low on motivation, tell your trainer. This will get the process started to address your loss of motivation and hopefully get you back on track. Step 2. Figure out what you need. You know yourself best. This is why the next step asks you to figure out what you need. Are you looking to avoid, or are you looking for something exciting in your life? When you are feeling low on motivation, do you say to yourself, "If I could just blank, then I'd feel better"? If so, what is that thing that you think would be the magic fix? Is it a quick fix? Is it a shift in mindset? Is it a change of circumstances, like more time, more money, if you had more support, and so on? All of these situations can be found within the gym setting with your personal trainer. Looking for a quick fix? Schedule yourself a session, but ask for a completely new workout, something high intensity. This will give you a new rush of accomplishment and reward you with a new feeling of excitement. Maybe you're looking for a shift in mindset. Telling yourself if you could just be more positive or if you could just stop being so hard on yourself, then you'd be fine. Mindset shifts are the hardest thing to achieve. We have hardwired thoughts in our subconscious that will always creep in during a moment of weakness. This is why you'll hear clients and trainers say, consistency is key. If you want to be more positive, you have to make an effort to be more positive every day. If that's the type of mindset support you need from your trainer, tell them. The beauty of having a personal trainer is that their whole purpose is to provide you with the personal experience that you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Ask them to encourage you to stay positive and to only speak in a positive way. Lastly, if you think a change of circumstances will make your life easier, then you definitely need to speak with your trainer. A lack of time can easily be remedied by rescheduling your appointments to a less stressful time for you. If you're feeling tight on money, figure out which expenses are serving your long-term health and which ones are not. And finally, if you feel that you need better support, start with your trainers. Let them know that you need their support. Share with them what support looks like for you. Once again, the benefit of having a personal trainer is that they are there to provide a personalized service to you. So ask for exactly what you need and then reevaluate your current support system outside of the gym. And step three, make a plan. A goal to have more motivation is just a dream if you don't have a plan. If you've already followed the previously mentioned two steps, then you're on your way. The final step is to set some new goals. Research has shown that individuals who approach a task with low motivation are able to achieve a task with a more positive attitude and greater success when they have specific goals. Sometimes your original goal gets out of focus. When we feel like we've lost our direction or our purpose, we tend to lose motivation. After all, if you found yourself driving for hours on a highway with no destination in mind, you'd probably just pull off at the nearest exit to end the seemingly pointless journey. Write down new goals, reset old goals, and refocus on what you are working towards. With your goals in mind and your trainer fully aware of your situation, you are setting yourself up for success. You just listened to the post titled, How to Address Your Loss of Motivation with Your Trainer by Riley Pierce of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Researchers have actually found that there are common milestones that may predict when a loss of motivation may happen. It's probably going to sound pretty obvious and like common sense, but as often as I can, I like to discuss published studies because our common sense can mislead us at times. Researchers have found that when we start a new behavior, like hiring a trainer and starting a new exercise program, motivation is really high in the beginning. We're consistent, we're excited, and we're seeing results. But as the weeks go by, the results probably start to slow down, the excitement has worn off a bit, and we're thinking about excuses for why we can't make it to our next training session. In fact, when researchers look at the data, they have found that within just 1 week of starting a new behavior, 25% of folks will stop by the end of that first week. Now, if we look 6 months out, about half, so 50%, will have stopped that new behavior. After a full year, only about 19% will still be performing that new behavior. Yikes. A separate team of researchers found that it is pretty common for motivation to dip as the months pass, especially right around that six-month milestone. So, as today's author Riley said, if you find that your motivation is starting to take a hit, first, please know that this is perfectly normal, but it's probably helpful to reassess your goals, what you've been doing, and talk to your trainer about mixing up your workouts a bit. Even a small change can help you find that motivation again. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.